Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 269. Today we're going to be talking about being mindful of lifestyle upgrades. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show.
Introducing Batiste Sweat Activated and Touch Activated Dry Shampoo. With breakthrough technology that absorbs oil and releases bursts of fragrance whenever you sweat or touch your hair for up to 24 hours, it's the ultimate hair care for girls on the go. Try the newest dry shampoo that's activated by you. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste dry shampoo online or in store at your nearest retailer.
So today I wanted to talk about being mindful of having upgrades in our lifestyle. And the thing is that I'm not at all trying to say we shouldn't have any upgrades in our lifestyle. It's more about being mindful when we do those things. You know, when we're mindful about stuff, we're taking time and considering and thinking of the different options and thinking of the impact that decisions might have on other areas of our life, and not just kind of doing things on impulse. And, you know, like with lifestyle upgrades, if over time, when we're not being mindful of our spending, we can begin doing things like upgrading the car, skipping the bag lunches, eating out more, buying more expensive wine or coffee, or buying more expensive groceries, going on more expensive vacations. And while some of these things might be important to you, if you're just doing them without really being mindful or thinking about them, sometimes you might not even realize it's happening. And sometimes this happens because maybe we get a raise or a promotion and we feel like we need to upgrade our life. Or maybe you just might be feeling discontented with your current lifestyle and you want something new or different. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with upgrading your lifestyle or getting nicer things that you really enjoy. But when we do it without really giving it too much thought, it can prevent us from achieving other financial goals that we might have, because we might be spending money that we're not really realizing. And as we start using more of our discretionary income on these upgrades to our lifestyle, it leaves that much less money left to achieve our goals. So when we continue to make lifestyle upgrades without really being mindful about it, we can end up living paycheck to paycheck, regardless of how large our annual income might be. The thing with lifestyle upgrades is that they can often create like a lot of joy and excitement in the moment, but that often wears off. Like, for example, I was listening, I think it was on a podcast. It was either a YouTube channel or a podcast. I can't remember. And they talked about like some type of statistic, and I honestly can't remember like exactly what they said. And I tried to find the information on it online, but I couldn't find it. But they were basically just talking about how long that like excited feeling lasts when you purchase a new car. And like I said, I don't really remember exactly what the stat was, but it was basically saying that that individuals that purchase these really like high-end cars with all the options feel like really amazing about it for a pretty short period of time. And after a while, it feels just like driving a car. You know, there's nothing really that special anymore about it. It seemed really great and exciting at the time, but in the actual drive, when you're getting from where you're going to where you're going to, there's nothing really special happening because you have this fancy car. Unless they purchased a car that had specific upgrades that they really love and they still really use, that feeling that they have driving to their destination is really no different than in the previous car. So, of course, if you were driving a car that was on the constant verge of a breakdown and now you have a reliable car, that's much different. That peacefulness of knowing that you have a reliable car is going to last. But this is more just referring to simply upgrading to a much fancier car with more features than what you had previously. So really the point of it is that you get used to what you have. So as excited as someone may be to get this really great new car with all the options, that's soon going to become the norm. So you'll pretty much feel the same as in your previous car, or you know, they'll feel the same in their previous car, but now maybe with a much larger car payment to make, or maybe a lot less money in their bank account. So to some people that might really value certain things about a specific car, that might be worth it. But the point is really just to consider where you're putting your money and making sure that if upgrading a car and getting certain features or certain luxuries is something that's really worth it to you, because every money choice you make means you're giving something else up. So if that's really worth it to you, then that's great. That's you're putting your money where you want it to go because that's something that's really important to you. But if it's not really that important to you and you know that that's going to wear off and you're just going to feel no different than how you were in your previous car, you just want to really think through those types of decisions and not get caught up in that short-term excitement of something new. Another thing to just consider as part of being mindful about lifestyle upgrade is to try to keep some things for special occasions rather than upgrading your daily life. So, you know, when things that were once fun and special just become part of the norm, it puts us in a place where we're always looking for the next better thing. We can begin continuously upgrading our lifestyle as each of the previous upgrades that we've done no longer affects our happiness like it did before. So it's not really special anymore. So for example, if in the past, maybe you only went out to dinner for special occasions, when you would have that opportunity to go out to dinner, it'd feel like this great special treat, you know? But if you start going out to dinner every Friday night, just because now you have more money and you can afford it, it's gonna start to not really feel like a treat anymore if it's something that you just do every week as part of your regular routine. Or maybe say you used to buy a special, like more expensive bottle of wine or something to celebrate an anniversary or another occasion. If you start purchasing that wine more frequently, it's no longer special. You now need to find something new to celebrate with, maybe something even more expensive or, you know, just anything. You're always going to be looking for something new because the things that were special before have just become part of your regular lifestyle and they're not really special anymore. And a great example that I thought of this, which is really kind of a simple example, but is like with foods we make during the holidays. So, you know, the holidays just passed and we have certain side dishes that we make only during the holidays, and they're not anything like super fancy or anything like that. They're just things like green bean casserole or stuffing or whatever. I don't know. Things that like we typically, at least our family typically only makes during the holidays. And one of my daughters had asked me to start making those things more often because she's like, oh, they're so good and we never really have them. You should make them more often as part of our regular meals. And I said to her, you know, the reason that they're so fun and special is because we only have them during the holidays. If I start making them as part of our regular meals when the holiday comes and we have those dishes, it's just going to be like any other night. So what makes those dishes fun is that we only have them at that time of year and during those holidays. So it's really kind of the same thing with lifestyle upgrades. If we upgrade too much and make these things part of our everyday living, we take away the fun that we had when those things were only for special occasions. So just kind of think about, you know, your daily life and just it makes it so much more fun when you can have things as a special occasion and not always do that continual upgrading, except for in the areas where you specifically really enjoy something. Another thing is to just really try to be intentional with your increased income. So say for example, if you are living a good life, you have what you need, you know, you don't really need to upgrade, you're not struggling, and you get a salary increase every year, maybe consider increasing your contribution to your retirement savings if you don't really need that money. If you're saving enough and you're paying your bills and, you know, you're doing all the things you need or generally want to have, or, you know, not everything you want to have, you know what I mean? You know, you're just living fine. You have a nice lifestyle. You're totally happy. Maybe consider, rather than tempting yourself to spend those things on other things that you might not necessarily need or really be too concerned about, consider increasing your retirement income to match the amount of money that you got in your raise, because then you'll never see it. You'll get more retirement savings and you won't be tempted on spending that income on other lifestyle upgrades. Also just kind of be intentional with any extra income you receive. Like say if you got, a raise and you didn't want to increase your retirement savings, but so now you are getting that extra income. You know, think about what you really want to do with that money. Don't just kind of let it get spent away over the course of extra little things here and there. Do you, maybe about going out to dinner, maybe you do really love going out to dinner. You like to always try new restaurants. You like to support local businesses. So maybe that's something you would like to have some more money for. So maybe take some of that additional income you're getting and put it aside specifically for going out to dinner so that it doesn't get wasted on, I don't know, picking up some random things at Target or whatever you might do with your money when you're not being intentional with it. The thing about it is when you're being purposeful about what you do with that income, it's going towards something that is meaningful to you and not just kind of being spent before you have anything left to show for it. So you just want to be aware of any increased spending so that you're purposefully choosing where that money goes and not just kind of allowing it to go without really putting any thought into it. You might also want to make a list of your savings priorities. Instead of taking all any increased income that you have each year and just doing as much as you possibly can with it, if you try to just keep a list of, and what I mean by just doing as much as you possibly can, like, oh, let's go out to dinner, let's go on this trip, let's go out for the day, just like all these random things, just because you have this excess income and maybe those things aren't super important to you. If you have a list of things that you want to save for, you know, maybe there's home improvement projects you want to do, maybe there's a vacation or a new wardrobe item, whatever it is you might want to save up for, because these things are priorities to you. If you have them on a list and have like an estimated amount of money that you want to save, when you do get extra income, instead of being tempted to go make some other random upgrades that might not really be super important to you, you could look at your list of savings priorities and start putting money aside towards those things. And because when you're in the habit of doing things based on your priority, you'll less likely take it slower and be more aware of what you're spending your money on and making sure that you're taking those opportunities to put money towards those things that you really prioritize. So if you feel like you have gotten in a situation where you have upgraded your lifestyle further than where you would really like to be, it's never too late to cut back on a few things. It doesn't mean you need to cancel all your subscriptions and bring your life to a screeching halt and just stop any fun things that you were doing. But just by taking a closer look at how you're spending your money, you can decide what is really important to you and what is not. Maybe there's some upgrades you've made that you no longer feel seem worth it to you and that you can cut out, or maybe you want to cut back on doing things so that they can become more of a special occasion. Like one thing I always think is when my kids were younger, going to Starbucks to them was like a huge treat. And every time we would go into a shopping center that had a Starbucks, they would beg me to go to Starbucks. And it got to the point where every time I would take them, and it would cost a fortune because I have three kids. And if me and the three kids all got a drink, it'd be probably like 15, 20 bucks, probably closer to 20. Well, I don't remember. Whatever, 15 to 20 bucks anytime we went into Starbucks if it was all of us. And, you know, that adds up quickly. And it also was kind of not the best use of money because we went all the time every time we had the opportunity. So it never really seemed like it was just kind of like a thing we did. So what I started doing is it was only more for a special occasion. I started saying no a lot of times when they would ask. I'd say, no, not this time, you know, maybe next time or whatever. So that when we did go, which was much less frequently, it was like this great thing. Like, oh, yay, we're going to Starbucks. We get a special drink. And, you know, it made it more exciting. It made it more fun. And we didn't have to do it constantly every time we went out. So we weren't spending all this extra money on something that wasn't super important. And also because we were doing it less often, when we did do it, it made the whole experience much more fun for the kids. So you can change things that you're already doing that you feel like might have been a lifestyle upgrade. You can pull back on those and then turn them from something that you do all the time into something that can now be fun for a special occasion. So just really kind of take the time to look at what you're spending your money on, and you can take action to make sure that you're only spending on those things that are really important to you. And then any of that additional money that you were spending on those other things, you can put that money to better use, whether it's for savings or for something else that you really want to do with it, rather than just spend it on going, you know, to whatever. I don't know, I had Starbucks on my mind because I was just telling the story, but you know what I mean? Anything that you're just kind of have gotten in the habit of spending, but maybe it's not really one of your major values, you might want to reconsider reallocating that money elsewhere. So that's all I have to say about this today. Just a reminder to be mindful of any time we're upgrading our lifestyles to make sure that it's something that is really, truly important to us and that we're doing the best we can with the money that we have. So don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can also find blog posts for each episode on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. We also have a private listeners group at facebook.com/group/lolasfrugallife. I would love to have you join. If you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would really love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so that I can see that you're listening and what episodes you're really enjoying. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That is what helps the podcast audience grow, which is what I'm really trying to do right now. So that would be great if you wouldn't mind doing that. Also, just as an FYI, there is a link in the episode details to financially support the podcast if that's something you're interested in. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?